the Environmental Protection Commission, without a noticed full hearing from the public, without hearing completely from the executive director of that agency, the board of the EPC voted to eliminate the Wetlands Division of our Environmental Protection Commission, and I feel that it was not appropriate, fair.
The Board of County Commissioners voted 4-3 to eliminate the $2 million Wetlands Division of the Environmental Protection Commission. Several of the commissioners, notably Brian Blair and Ken Hagen, gave different reasons why they believed wetlands protection needed to be eliminated. They said that the county's program was redundant, duplicating what the state and federal government can do. And they used the budget cuts mandated by the state as another reason, although EPC staff questioned just how much would be saved by cutting the program. In her second motion, Councilwoman Mulhern requested that the Tampa City Council invite the EPC Executive Director, Rick Garrity, to testify before them.
To give a report to the Tampa City Council on the board's, EPC board's, proposed action to eliminate their wetlands division and the effect of this on the city of Tampa's water sources, our drinking water, on our flood control, on our bays, estuaries, and our Hillsborough River.
Officially, the county commission has not yet killed the wetlands protection program. It will come back for a public hearing later this summer. However, Executive Director Rick Garrity is reportedly preparing to return to the County Commission to try one last time to save the department. Garrity told the St. Petersburg Times he wants to provide a hybrid option by streamlining the process with other agencies. Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern told her colleagues what will be included in the letter sent to Governor Crist.
The letter will ask that the governor review the composition of the Board of Directors, as it does not include representatives from the jurisdictions of the City of Tampa, the City of Temple Terrace, and the City of Plant City.
Councilman John Dingfelder seconded Mulhern's motion.
It's really important that council sends a message. I mean, I think if we ask legal what authority we have, I think that our legal department would tell us very quickly we don't, which is unfortunate. And I think that's why the second part of your motion is very important. Perhaps if the legislation changed, then council or the mayor, would have a representative or more on the EPC, and this thing, sort of thing wouldn't happen.
Dingfelder said the need to protect wetlands is a necessity all across the city of Tampa's limits.
All the time. Up and down the Hillsborough River, there's jurisdictional wetlands. Out in New Tampa, where there's new development, and other parts of the city that have been left behind, there's jurisdictional wetlands. All around the bay, there's jurisdictional wetlands in the city of Tampa. And that's the service that the EPC has been doing for city of Tampa residents for more than 30 years. That's why this is an important issue to the City of Tampa residents. And I think it's extremely important that folks in the City of Tampa let their county commission and their EPC commissioners know that this is important to City of Tampa folks.